all showing movement. At the same time, the doors of the cage that had been standing empty on the top floor hissed shut, and that elevator began to move downward.
Well, it can't be more than four of them. They'll have split up. One to a cage. Maybe.
There were 25 floors between lobby and roof. Doc Tanner turned slowly to watch the final act of the drama.
High Farce, I believe it used to be called.
He took a cautious half-step to the right, considering trying to lose himself among the draperies and dusty banquettes, but Traven sensed the movement.
You got a couple minutes left, old prick. You aren't making seconds.
Doc lifted his hands and made an elegant, half-apologetic shrug. The big drive wheel stopped turning, leaving all six of the cars stopped on the 20th floor. The boy sitting at the table lifted his government Colt and looked wildly around the room.
Draven?
What?
Let's chill them all and get out!
Get out? Our wings are a little on the fucking short side for flying.
The elevator started to move again.
Going down, all of them, Adam. Just watch them. It'll be a trip.
Doc was close to Boss Larry, and he was startled when the monstrous figure opened its eyes.
You come here.
What?
Some spurs come in the door, and some spurs come in the window.
Zap's voice was barely audible, but the layers of flesh peeled away and showed Doc an enigmatic, stone smile. Traven looked back suspiciously, but his attention was distracted by the peculiar behavior of the elevators. Now they were all moving at random, some up and some down. Doc puzzled at the drug man's comment. There was no way that Ryan and the others could get outside the tower and break in through the windows, and the elevators were the only way into the top floor.
Unless...
One of the cars reached the top, bringing a moment of suspense until the door slid open. The sec men both started shooting, bullets sparking off the metal interior of the elevator cage. The empty cage.
Stop firing, you fucking stoops!
The door slid shut again, and the car started to descend. Farther along the row, another one arrived at the roof level, and again the doors parted to show an empty box of dusty metal.
Keep watching! They're pressing the control buttons to bring them up and down again, but they'll come bursting out once soon, real soon!
The youth at the table had stood, rocking unsteadily, his eyes blank. Doc could almost hear the boy's brain churning emptily, like loose change in the pocket of a bored man. All of the elevator indicators had stopped, 3 floors below the revolving room.
Here they come! All at fucking once!
With only the smallest interval between them, every one of the cars was moving upward. The first one stopped, and the doors opened on nothing. And the second one. Everyone was staring intently at the entrance as the third one halted. Boss Larry Zap had known what was going to happen. Even through his dream-fogged brain, he'd still known enough about the jewel and the crown of Greengladesville to be certain Ryan would work it out. If the elevators had ever broken down with a revolving restaurant filled with diners, there had to be a way of getting them all to safety. Ryan led the other three out from behind the filthy velvet curtain that concealed the emergency exit. Trained to stand and fight, the two young guards spun around and opened fire before falling to the floor, riddled with bullets. Simultaneously, the two mute servants of Boss Larry, moving with a bizarre synchronicity, step in to attack the last surviving member of the posse. Adrenaline and terror racing through his body, the boy opened fire on them, blasting holes in their chests at point-blank range. Mildred killed him. One 38-caliber bullet from her Czech ZKR-551 target revolver drilled smack between his narrow, foxy eyes, cutting neatly through his brain and exiting from the back of his head. 5 dead, or down and dying. Traven moved with the reflexes of a cornered rat. Christy fired twice with her stubby Smith & Wesson 640. Both bullets taking chunks from a table as the little man dove beneath it.
Shit!
Where's he gone?
There!
Ryan pointed to a flicker of movement in the darkness. Doc moved to one side, trying to see where Traven had gone, standing directly in front of the giant figure of the looming Baron. But their target had vanished, scuttling on hands and knees through the shadows. Traven suddenly burst into sight almost at Doc's feet, grabbed the old man by the arm, and jammed his Beretta into the side of his scrawny throat.
Bastard!
Doc completely obscured Traven from the other's guns.
You and me go.
or this stinking prick goes down like a sack of shit.
Mildred?
No. Can't see an inch to hit. Terrible light.
Come on. I don't have all night to wait.
Behind Traven, there was unexpected movement. Shoulder-length hair, shining like spun silver, maroon captain billowing around him like the bloody mainsail of a man of war, boss Larry Zapp was standing up. Mildred was beside Ryan, and he heard her whisper,
"The mountains come to Mohammed."
Traven sensed the shadow that suddenly hung over him, and he half-turned, his jaw dropping, his eyes widening in horror.
"Don't move, you lord-ass bastard, or you get it too!"
"Oh, I should have stopped this before it started. I'm gonna stop it now!"
"Gaia!"
Zapp simply leaned forward from his elevated throne until gravity took over. His fall seemed to defy all the accepted laws of science, and he toppled toward Traven with an infinite slowness. The barrel of his Beretta moved from Doc's throat, and Traven's hand released Doc's arm. Traven stared up at his nemesis, paralyzed. Ryan wanted to shout a warning to Doc, but his voice was constricted and frozen by the vision of doom. Of all the people in the revolving room, Doc was the only person who didn't know what was happening. His back was to Boss Larry. All he knew was that the immediate threat had been removed. With a convulsive shudder, the old man pulled clear and dove toward the nearest table. Traven never even tried to escape the tumbling figure. If Ryan ever tried to remember the scene in later life, it always seemed to him to have happened in total silence. Boss Larry appeared to envelop Traven and flow around him. The little figure vanished beneath the huge bulk of the Baron. There was a moment of paralysis, with everyone standing where they were, watching. Ryan reacted fastest, holstering his blaster and moving forward. And that was when the shooting began. Fired out in the open, the Beretta 95 would make a satisfying crack. But at the top of center point, its 8 shots were spaced and muffled, almost as if Traven were shooting the gun underwater with a baffled silencer attached. Buried under Larry's Zapp, the muzzle of the blaster pressed deep into the multiple slabs of flesh. The sound of the shooting was barely audible, nor did it have very much visible effect. Larry's head was turned to one side, his cheeks seeming to melt into the carpet. His body twitched and rippled a couple of times, but it looked as if the 8 bullets hadn't harmed him. Ryan knelt on the floor.
"How you doing, Larry? You sure caught the bastard."
"I did, didn't I?"
A spasm crossed Larry's fat face.
Still feel him moving some. You finish him off, huh? Do it for me, Ryan."
"You can do it yourself when we get you up and off of him."
"No, he's got me, Ryan. I sort of felt it deep down inside. It's done for me. Sorry about..."
Zepp's eyes became blank and still.
"He's gone."
Doc rose to his full height and looked at the corpse of his savior.
"I must confess that Mr. Zapp was lacking in certain areas of acceptable behavior, but he chose to depart this life in a most courageous and gentlemanly manner, and I salute him for that."
JB shook his head.
"Could leave Traven stuck under there."
"It would be a sort of poetic justice."
"No. Let's get Boss Larry off him."
When they rolled Boss Larry off of him, Traven was barely conscious, his face suffused, his mouth open as he'd fought against being suffocated by the dead Baron's immense weight. Ryan kicked him hard in the ribs with a steel toe of his combat boot.
"Hey, wake the fuck up."
Traven's eyes opened under the long, almost feminine lashes.
"Some you in, some you don't. See you all in hell."
"Maybe."
Ryan shot him with extreme accuracy through both kneecaps, then through both elbows. As Traven thrashed and screamed, Ryan put 3 more rounds into his belly.
"Should do it."
JB calmly reloaded the Uzi. Ryan nodded.
"Yeah. May take him some time to get to hell, but he'll make it in the end."
Outside, the first hint of dawn was already in the sky, with a freshening wind coming from the direction of the Atlantic coast. The Ville was deserted, with the old theme park